Sewage treatment isn't a quiet process.
Basically, everything that's covered in the insulation here, that is where the wastewater comes into the system.
That's Tom Wader, Wrangell's Public Works Director.
There's a screen located inside of what you're looking at there, and that takes out like wet wipes, you know, tampons, condoms, all kinds of other things that get flushed down the toilet that aren't supposed to.
Screened sewage goes through a collection of ponds where microbes feast on oxygen and sludge, breaking down solids. Eventually, that treated sewage gets sent through a pipe beneath the highway, next to the cemetery, and along the ocean floor, about 1,500 feet offshore in the Zamovia Strait. Many coastal communities in Alaska operate similarly, from nearby Ketchikan and even Anchorage. They all have a federal wastewater permit waiver called a 301H.
There are relatively few 301H waivers around the country.
Bill Dunbar is a spokesperson for the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA.
I think currently there are about 24, nine of which are in the state of Alaska.
The waiver is a decades-long collaboration between state and federal agencies. It allows communities to operate on minimal sewage treatment systems, ones that don't necessarily disinfect, but allow solids to settle out before the waste is disposed of in the ocean, and that can create issues.
People still do get sick from swimming in polluted waters. This is real risk, right? Sewage is a real risk to people's health, and sewage is a real risk to people's health through the consumption of fish and shellfish that have been contaminated from sewage.
The EPA and State Department of Environmental Conservation told Wrangell a couple of years ago they'd be reissuing its sewer permit with much stricter standards.
And things have changed rather significantly in the state of Alaska in the way the state is implementing the Clean Water Act and significantly ratcheting down the amount of pollution that is allowed to be discharged into Alaska waters.
While the agencies aren't asking for full-blown sewage treatment, Wrangell may be required to implement a new disinfection step within the next 5 years to be allowed to keep discharging sewage. Wader says the paperwork is a long and intense process, heavy on the science and modeling.
Obviously, you can't see through a microphone, but there's got to be 400 or 600 pages worth of documents here, that we reviewed from the EPA and DEC and had to comment on. So it's been quite a bit of back and forth with them over the last 2 years and what they were or were not going to require. And so it's a slow process and we're working through it now.
There's a reason for that back and forth. Wrangell and the state and federal agencies have disagreements about some of the science, how fast the water moves out in the strait, for example. There are also significant concerns from Wrangell about the cost of a new disinfection process and testing requirements.
Ultimately, all of these things are going to have an impact on, number one, capital expenses, number two, operating expenses, and number three, possibly staffing.
Wader says the testing budget alone will probably quadruple under the terms of the new wastewater permit. Adding a disinfection step will require Wrangell to build a new building and add an additional treatment process inside. An engineer estimated in April those additions could cost around $12.6 million. Wader says Wrangell has pushed back on the EPA and DEC since the beginning of the conversations about upgrades, explaining Wrangell can't afford them. He says there's been little give. Wrangell may be able to secure a low-interest loan to do the work, but even with a low-interest loan, user fees could have to more than double.
Like, there's still an expense for us to do this, so if we don't get free money from somewhere, we've got to pay for it somehow. And so, you know, definitely some concerns about this.
Wrangell is one of six Alaska communities to have their permits targeted for the first round of renewals, including Petersburg, Ketchikan, Sitka, and Haines. Dunbar says the EPA understands that the upgrades are really expensive.
Oftentimes people say, gosh, that's a lot of money. But it's an investment over time that improves people's health, that can help maintain the health of a shellfish bed, of maybe the shellfish industry, if that's something that is important in a community. So the public health benefits are very real.
Wader says it's not that Rangel is arguing against cleaner water standards, but reaching those standards could be prohibitively difficult. That includes the space physically available at Rangel's wastewater treatment plant. On one side is the highway, which runs between the cemetery and the ocean.
Really, we're basically surrounded by a rock pit. You know, it's bedrock pretty much everywhere around us.
Ultimately, Wader says,
we need to start talking about this now. 5 years will go by quickly. It's definitely a doable time frame, but we don't have a lot of time to waste.
No pun intended. In Rangel, I'm Sage Smiley.